Zog the Gemara, Daf Kuf Gimel, Omer Aleph, we'll stop at the two dots, around 10 lines from the bottom. Rabbi Yanka Bar Abba Ikla Levei Rova. Rabbi Yanka Bar Abba came to the house of Rova. And this took place on Shabbos. Chazye de Borech, Borech Pia Gofen, Akosa Kama. He saw that he made Agofen on Kiddush, like we do. Vahoda Borech, Akosa de Bilchasa. And then they had the meal, and at the end of the meal there was Birch Samozin, and after Birch Samozin there's a kois of Agofen, the kois of Birch Samozin, and he made again a Borech Agofen. The Ishtar, and he drank it. Omalei, Lomalach Kulehai, why did you make two Agofens? You already made a goffin. And we know that Yain is poita, all the wine that comes afterwards. The Gemara says, Behedya in the Mishnah in Brochus, Birch al Yain shalfnei hamozen, pota Yain shalach hamozen. Now, shalach hamozen means after the Suda, before Birch hamozen. That's what Tais explains, that Mishnah. That Mishnah of Yain shalfnei hamozen, Pota Yain Shel Acha Mozen means after the meal, but before Birch Samozen. Mm-hmm. Because they used to drink at the end of the meal before Birch Samozen. But over here, we're talking about the Kois after Birch Samozen. But the Kapotami asked, let one of them pata the other one also. Omalei, the reason why I made another bracha, it was that's what I saw took place when I went to Reish Kalusa. Omalei, Kavinim Bereish Kalusa, Hochi Avdinon, that's what they did. And if they did it like that, that's why I do it. So he told him, there's a big difference, the fundamental difference between now and Reish Kalusa. Omalei, Tenach Bereish Kalusa, the Ocha Ovid, the Sofik Maisalon, Sofik Loi Maisalon. You don't know what you're getting served. You're just a guest. Now, even though it's true, there's a din of Soymech Aldas Balabais that you don't make a brocha for the next dish. Because if you made a hadoma, you don't make another hadoma when you get another vegetable. Because you're Soymech Aldas Balabais, and he's not going to make, so you're also going to get it. But that's only, Tais explains, that the Reish Kalusa is only during the meal you can be Soymech on what you're going to get afterwards. But here we're talking about the gofen that comes after Birch Samozin. That gofen is only the Mevarech, the one that gets the bench, the Mezamen drinks. Who said I'm going to be the mezamen? Who said I'm going to be the one that's going to take a sip after the mezamen? So Mamela, I did not get it. I did not rely on that. So that's what he said. Teinach bereish kalusa, the hochi ovid, the sofik maislon, sofik le maislon, or because over there, mechatesi you'll get. You're not the balabos. Yes, the food during the meal, yitzem chadas balabais. But the hagofen after the birsam ozen, so of course you have to make another one. Because over there, it wasn't expected. But hoch over here, hamanach kasa kamon. It's in front of you. You made a goffin. You have the wine in front of you, the bottle, and that's going to be for benching also. And you have in mind that you're the balabos, you're living here, you're it's your meal. So v'daiten alvei. So why do you have to make another goffin? Now we taka make a goffin after Birch Samozin. But his question was why, and the answer is, as the Gemara is going to say, Omalei. I know Avdi.
And you drink. If you benched, then you want to drink.
After benching, no. Only on the yain of the Birch Samozin, which is a chelik of the Suda, which is chelik of the Birch Samozin. We'll see soon in the Gemara. But not on other drinks. On other drinks, for sure you have to make a bracha. What do you mean? After benching, of course you make a bracha.
Right.
Of course, of course. But over here, the yain, the question was that the yain is in front of you. So let this go on that also. You made a goffin by Kiddush, just like Yain is poita kol mine mashka all throughout the meal. So let it also include the wine that you drink after the Birch Samozin, which is part of Birch Samozin, which is integral part of the meal. Omalei, so no, it is the difference. I know Avdi ke Talmide de Rav. I did like the Talmidim of Rav. What did the Talmidim of Rav do? The Rabbune ve Rab Chananel Talmide de Rav have. They were Talmidim of Rav. The Talmide de Rav have a Yasve besudoso. They once sat in a Suda. Zok Yigamala Kuv Gimel Amid Beis, Koi Alei, Reb Yeva Sova. Reb Yeva Sova was Meshamash them. Omalei, so the Talmid Rav told Reb Yeva Sova, Havlon Nevorech, please bring us a cup of wine so we can bench. And Lesoif, then they changed their mind. They said, you know what? We'll take that wine to drink before the benching. We're going to have another dish. Omalei, Havlon Venishtei. Omaluhu, so Rabbi Yevis Sova said, Hoch Yomar Rav. Since he was Mishamish Alei, he knew exactly the halachas, what Rav said, Legabe a Shamish. Kevin the Amrisa Havala Nevorech. Once you said Havala Nevorech, itzra lechu lemishte. You're not allowed to drink anymore. My timer. Das chisu da taichu. Your Messiah das. Yes, wine patas all the mashka that come throughout the meal. But once you said Havala Nevorech, now you cannot drink anymore. And if you are going to change your mind to drink, you need to make a hagofen. So the point of the matter is that we see Havala Nevorech, and that's what took place when they benched. Birchas Hamazon, the kois of after Birchas Hamazon, is post to Havala Nevorech. Once you say Havala Nevorech, you're not allowed to drink, so the wine, the bracha that you made doesn't go on that anymore. You need a new bracha. So in Mela, you make a bracha of hagofen after the benching on the kois of bracha, because there was a Havala Nevorech in between, which is Hezchadas. Now,
if you benched at the Seder, let's say you made the Bor Priya Gofen, then the third cup is Bor Priya Gofen, right?
We make our Gofen by every cup. Tosafos is going to discuss the Dalet Koses. We make our Gofen on every cup because of Dalet Mitzvahs. Tosafos is going to discuss about, we'll see in a second about the Dalet Koses. But let's just focus on this Gemara again, that once it says Havel Nevorech, it's Chule Mishteh. You're not allowed to drink. Now, let's say they decided, okay, you're not allowed to drink, that means without a bracha. No, it's not a drink. You're not allowed to drink without a bracha, because that's chadas. So you make another bracha. So let's say they make another bracha. Do they also have to make a ala gefen now? A bracha achrayna? Or do you say that the benching now is going to take care of both? So Deuze says, no, that when you make another bracha, it doesn't require a bracha lacharel because you're going to have the final birchas hamazon, which takes care of everything. So that is obviously your mesiach das, so you can't drink without a bracha. But if you make a bracha and you want to drink, then avada, the benching will take care of everything. Now there is a machlokes we're showing him in brachas. The Rosh says in brachas that just like you're not allowed to drink after having a nevorech, you're not allowed to eat after having a nevorech either. And just like your mesiach das from shtir, who are the nets from Achila? The Ben Yoyna in Brochas Daf Mem Beis says, no, the Hesach Hadas is only from the drinking and not from the eating. Because the derech is for people to say, you know what, I'll take another bite. Even after you thought that you're going to Mesiach Das, because you're not Mesiach Das. When it comes to food, people are not Mesiach Das. A person is Nimlach to eat again. So it's really Machlekes Rishonim if you're allowed to eat after Havla Nevorech or not. So the poiskim, Beis Yosef, they say a chiddush that if a person, let's say, ate, you're going with the Rabbeinu Yoina, that for eating you're not mesiach das, and because you ate, now you're thirsty because of the food that you just ate, that drink does not require a bracha. Why? Because even according to the Rosh, what requires a bracha? Even according to Rabbeinu Yoina, what requires a bracha? Drinking. But this is not a drinking. This is drinking because of eating. That's chelik of the akila. That's called, I can't swallow my food, so I need to have the drink. But that's not called shia. That's really called a chelik of the akila. So according to Benyoni, that would not need a drink. That's a chiddush that the Beis Yosef wants to say. Because it's only called the hezchadas from shtia alone, and not it's only called the hezchadas from shtia on its own, not a shtia that comes because of akila. Now, la halacha lemaisa in kuf ayin tes, we paskin. That the Shulchan Aruch brings both days, side of Ben Yoyin and side of Rosh. That means is Avla Nevorech es Chadas from Shtia or also from Achila. So because of that, in order we're Machmir not to eat at all, not just drink, also not to eat, because of you entering a question of Sofik Brachas. So Mele after Avla Nevorech we do not drink nor eat, and we're Machmir both Shitas.
And this is not just for Pesach, it's all...
Every day, every benching, every Havla Nevorech. So the Gemara says Havla Nevorech, but Ein Chanabi, it means the Hezchadas. If a person says Shia Malitz, and that's his Hezchadas, that will be the din of Havla Nevorech. The Etz of Havla Nevorech is when the Mezamin picks up the cup, so the other person lifts it and gives it to him and says, Havla Nevorech, I'm Mechabed you to bench. That's like a boy symbol of benching. So Memela, that is the real Hezchadas. Now Tosafos says over here, Chiddush, in this Dibur HaMaskil that starts in the middle of the Amud, starts on top of the middle, he says that let's say the wine that you drink after Birchas Hamazon we established, that needs a Hagofen, because it's after Havla Nevarach. Do you make a bracha achrona on that wine? It's after Havdalah, a person drinks wine, you make a bracha achrona, if you drank a revius. Rav revius. After revius, after benching, we don't make a la geffen.
We don't.
After benching, no? Yeah. Why not? Yeah. Why not? Why not? So Tosfos says, Alon de Shavot. Zok Tosfos, next to the words, around 10 lines before the end of this Tosfos, Va'afilu yayin de la'ach ha'asuda nira she'ein tzorech levoyech achov de la'oilom choshuv machmas hasuda. Tosfos is a gavald gechiddish. We know that dvorim aboyim machmas hasuda do not require their own bracha. So yes, it needs a bracha lefonel, because we said havel and nevarach is a hezchadas. But this wine is a part and parcel of the Suda. So mameli, I said a Birch Samozin. And the Birch Samozin, even though the Birch Samozin is pre this drinking, but it's a chelik of the Suda. So the Birch Samozin also has a chelik of that drinking that took place afterwards.
I understand that.
You already
mentioned already.
Because it's called Dvar Maboy Machmas HaSuda. Why am I drinking this wine? This is the Kosher Bracha that goes to the Suda, that goes to Birch Samozin. So I said Birch Samozin. I said this after Ali Chaskeinu. This is Machmas HaSuda, so Mamela doesn't require a bracha lachrel.
We don't make Al-Gafen after that.
After Havdalah we make.
After benching.
After benching Kosher Bracha, you don't make Al-Gafen. Wow. No.
What about others that drink from it? Yeah, as well, you know.
If they're benching, they're benching. Same thing, same Suda. Stami have a stranger that's not part of the meal, and he takes that's something else. Someone that wasn't part of the meal, that's then, of course. He never benched. Zok Gemara weiter. After Shal Shudas, according to the Goin, and the Mishmur brings this also, if a person is makbit to always drink a kosher bracha, then even after Shal Shudas, you also drink the kosher before Avdolah. That's like the meal. That's the same vart. Mamash the same lomdas. Very good. What's the whole vart is saying? This is a chelik of the Birch Samozin. This is a chelik of the meal. So the Birch Samozin goes on it. If someone is makbid on kosher bracha, then even after shal shudas, you're allowed to drink. Just like you ate the meal shal shudas, that's not called eating before Avdalah, even though it's after tzeis, it's before benching. This is the chelik of the meal. The kosher bracha gates zame the Birch Samozin from the Suda. So Mamela, if someone is makbid on kosher bracha, he drinks even before shal shudas, but it's the chelik of the meal.
So what happens, let's say, with a sheva bracha, shal shudas, sheva brachas, and after benching, usually say bar priya gafen and the chasna kala drink from it. So here, they're not allowed to drink. Are they allowed to drink from it?
Yeah. Shabbos, they drink. According to the Goyin, you always drink. Let's learn the Gemara weiter. Zog the Gemara. Amei meruma zutra. Six lines from the top. Amei meruma zutra, Ravashi hava yasa besuda. V'koy alei ravacha b'rei derova. Amei meruma zutra and Rav Ashi were all sitting in the suda. V'koy alei ravacha b'rei derova. He was... Amei made a bracha on every cup of wine that was brought during the meal. That's like the mice of Resh Kalusa. You didn't know what's next. Umazutra borech akosa kama only on the first, bakosa basra, and in the cup of Birch Samozin. That's like we had over here, Talmidei de Rav. Rav Ashi borech akosa kama vesuloi borech. Not even on the kois that came with Birch Samozin. Once, and that's in mind everything, even after the Havla Nevarach. Omelu Rav Acha Bar Rava, who was serving them, who should I go like? Should I go like A, B, or C? The one that, should I go like a Amemer that on every kois? Should I go like Mazutra, Akosa Kama, Akosa Basra? Should I go like Rav Ashi, Akosa Kama, Vesuloi? Omelu Rav Acha Bar Rava, Anan Kama Navid. Amemer Omer, the reason why I made on every kois is Nimlach Hano. I was Nimlach. I thought that's it. Every cup I got, I thought this is the last one. So it was Mesich Das. Mazutra Omar, I know David Tamidi Rav. Tamidi Rav made on the first, and he made on the last, the Birch Samozin, because that's after Havla Nevarach. The Rav Ashi Omar, Leis Hilchze Tamidi Rav, Taloch Zalak Tamidi Rav, and the man of the Kosa Kama, I have in mind also the Kosa Basra of after Birch Samozin. What's Rav Ashi's proof? The Gemara is going to refute that, because we do Pascha like Tamidi Rav. What's Rav Ashi's proof? The Yont of Shechal Yisach HaShabbos, Yontif that falls after Shabbos. What do we say the halach is? V'omar Rav. Now, he's saying this according to Rav. Yak naha. Yayin kiddush ne avdolah. Now, yayin means hagofen. Then you say kiddush, then ne'er and avdolah. And what's the din over there? Do you make another hagofen on the havdolah? You made a havdolah, you made a hagofen on the yayin of the first hagofen before the kiddush. You don't make another hagofen on the havdolah. So what do we see over here? There is no hesach hadas, even though you have this in between. Now, there's a few ways how to learn this Gemara. Let's see the Gemara's tetzim and go back how to learn the Shak V'Taya. Zokim Avalohi, you can't bring any rice from Yaknaha. Why? Hosam, Okar Daita Mimishtayu. Hocho, Lo Okar Daita Mimishtayu. There's a fundamental difference. When a person says Yayin Kiddush Ne Havdolah, I didn't drink yet. So I'm not being Oikar my das from the Yayin, from Birchas HaGofen. Fakert. I'm constantly thinking about the Agofen that I made. I made the Yayin, Agofen, and then the Kiddush, and the Ne Havdolah. That Havdolah is all with the mindset of I'm going to drink. So of course you don't make another Agofen. My shaking over here, when you said Havla Nevorech, your mindset is removed from the original Agofen. So of course you need another bracha. What do you bring me a raya from Yaknaha? That Yaknaha does not require another Agofen. Because over there you haven't mind to drink. I didn't drink it. I'm thirsty. Mm-hmm. Fakert. I made Agofen in order to drink. And that mindset is still remaining. B'shaz davdola. Mashen kemer yisavla nevorech. That's a hefzik. It's a chadas of the Agofen. So gemara v'loyi. Hosam okadaitim imishtayu. That's by havla nevorech. Yo'okadas from the mishta. So mele you require another bracha. Mashenken hochalokadaitim imishtayu. By yaknaha. Your das is not removed. Your intent is to drink. So Mela, the Hagofen works all the way for the Avdolah later. Zok the Rashbam. Leis Hilchse, third wide line. K'tamidah de Rav, k'loimar, k'uvda de tamidah de Rav le'el. Why? The Birchas HaMozen, lava suchadaitu. Birchas HaMozen is not asachadas. V'av Rav Doma Havla Nevorach, shor le mishti. V'afil ochi leis Hilchse k'ravashi. The Komalu Rovu Mazutu B'chad Shitosa Tzoch Lachse Levorach Al Yayin Shebrich Samozen Poi Pei Agofen Kimnik Shalonu V'chem Dom Havla Nevorach Osu Lemishti Ad Lach Brich Samozen V'oid Mid Komayitz Rav Ashi Siyat Milsa De Rav Lachse Mid Al Mid Rav Lakrishon Mid Rav Rabon V'komahad G'mor V'loi V'chal De Leis Yerz Rav Ashi Taluch is Al Rav Ashi Taluch is that Havla Nevorach is a hefzik. What's the kasha of Omer Rav Yakna? So Grashi V'Rashbam V'loboy Lev Ruchi Brich Poi Pei Agofen Trei Zimna. You don't make Poi Pei Agofen again. Chada Kiddush V'chada Avdolah. Like we said, you don't make another Agofen on Avdolah. V'uadin L'trei Kosa the Kiddush Hayoim U'Birch Samozen. Likewise, you should not require another Agofen after Birch Samozen. V'kashel Rav Yevis Sovet Omelu Hochi Omer Rav Havle Nevorach Osu Luchu L'mishti Dimken Kashel Rav Adrav. And for the Gemara, no. Hoche Gabi Yakna Loi Okadai Temi Mishtayu. My mind said it's a drink. Shadayin Loi Shoso V'chol Daitoi Lishtois. And mainly that's the difference. Now, even though he made a brocha kol kosa v'kosa, Tosis says in the Bamaskel brocha kol kosa v'kosa, achav lohi mevorech. Afterwards, he did not make a brocha. Why? Because the birchas hamozen peteres. V'hodesh yinemokim tzoch levorech. Aish yinemokim, you have to make a brocha. That's lefonov. V'loi la'achav t'pirash le'el. Now Tosa says, Rav Ashi says, Akosa Kama, he made a brocha, not anymore. Avgav the Birch Samozen to the kois. Ah, you need a kois. So what do you mean he didn't make a brocha? Terence says, I had a kois without a brocha. We had a yesoid of a kois without a brocha. Rav Ashi says that only in the first and not in anything else. Doesn't mean you don't need a kois. You had a kois without a brocha. Now Tosa discusses the Gabi Dalit koises. Vim Toimar, a few lines down. Your kasha. Why do you make agofen by koisheni by hagoda? Afilu te hagoda tuna kois. We see a fundamental yisoid. You can have a tuna kois without a brocha. Dalit koises you need by hagoda. Why do you make another brocha? Even if you're going to say that you need a kois, afilu te hagoda tuna kois ain't tzoch levoich. Do la have a hefzik k'ramacha? Just like we see over here, it's not a hefzik. V'yesh loyimah no. The Haggadah v'Halelya have a hefsek. Haggadah and Halel is a hefsek, and that's where we make Hagofen again. I, even though Ben Rishon L'Sheni, if you want to drink, you can drink, b'chem de'yitzchel asher galonu, but once you asher galonu, osa lishtes, it's like b'ch samozim. Then he says, even though it's a hefsek, mikomokim choshev kiddush makom suda. How do you have kiddush makom suda on that matzah? Teretz is, it's not called a hefsek, it's all chelik of the suda. The le'inyin zeh loch shiva hagod a hefsek. Hagod is a chelik of the suda. So meila, it's, so hagod is not a hefsek, legav a kiddush makom suda. Ulamai the priest is that hagod a hefsek, tzoch levoich, achi yirok, it's burgen nefoshes. The famous question, after Karpas, if hagod is a hefsek, not legav a kiddush, but legav a din of brocha, you should make a burgen nefoshes after Karpas. Because the murder is not going to help me. That's way later. You should make ala gefen after all four koises. We don't do that. But that's what it says according to this. Maybe the second cup is next to the suda. So the Bech Samozim Patas. We don't do this either. By the Masada Kedushin, after Eros Vin Nisuin, do we make ala gefen? According to this, if there's a hefsek, if it's eilusin beveis eilusin, and chasanim beveis chasanim, then it's a hefsek you need to have be'etzim to.
But I've seen some sarek kedushin.
Zok toisus in the next ima maschil v'komer av yakna, three lines down v'kosher. What's the havamina that you make another hagofen on the yakna? It's one cup. I didn't make hagofen on one cup. V'kosher the eichivot pamayim by hagofen akoyis echod v'zelo mitzinu. So what's going on? V'nira zok toisus the daik me loy tiknu yain lebesoif. Since we made yakna yain first and not yain after everything, shmamino de ave hefsek, who are they nam bech samozin? The rai is different. The kash is not from the hagofen. You're not going to make hagofen in one cup twice. The rai is from why would they misak and yain first and not last? So it's a rai that bech samozin not a hefsek, just like over here is not a hefsek. Let's finish the gemara. Zok the gemara. Kimot el avdule. This was on Shabbos that he came to visit him. When it came for time for Avdullah, kom shame va'adle kavuka mishalgo. The shamash came, lit the Avdullah candle from a flame. There was a candle in front of him, but he lit it from a flame. Omele lom loch kule hai. Why do you have to take a flame? Well, man chashalgo, you have a candle in front of you, make Avdullah on that, on ace on that. Omele shame midai to the nafshe kovid. The shamash is doing it on his own accord. I didn't tell him to take it from a flame. If he didn't hear this from his master, lava of it, he doesn't do things on his own. So he told me, you know why he did it? You make avuka. The brok is ma'ira eish. Ma'ira eish means all the different flames that flicker. So we consider two psilas like ma'ira eish. But lechatchila la'aloch mitzvah amufka you have an avuka. But the evet pasuk reish tzadikas. That even you can mivarch even on one there. But lechatchila you have an avukah mitzvah mufker to see the different gvani eish. Pasach v'omar and he said hamal mikosh lechoil one ben ol lechoishech two ben yisol la'amim three ben yamishil sheisamase four different differences havdolos. Omar le'lom lechkul lehai. Why do you make so many havdolos? Why so many? V'omar rav yudah marav hamal mikosh lechoil zui havdolosoi. That's all you have to say is once. Shel reb yudah nosi omar le anok ahai svigalei. You have to do three minimal or seven max. And we'll continue tomorrow. The Gemara Legabi Avdol.